Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Before we get to Kevin Ostreicher, when you watch the film, do you see Lamar missing open receivers? Or when the red zone, they don't get as open as maybe there.
Like sometimes, Bob, like Ali was in the flat one time wide open, and he might be looking at Zay Holland, you know, because he missed Andrews a couple of times who was standing wide open.
Let's get out to the Window Nation guest hotline, and joining us as he does every Tuesday from USA Today, the Ravens Wire, Kevin Ostreicher. Kevin, good morning. Appreciate your time. Ravens sit here at 6-7. I don't think any of us would have seen this scenario being a reality back in mid-August, right?
No, you told me they would have had this record in August. I would have been like, what are you talking about? Look at the roster. Look at this. Look at that. And, you know, here we are. You know, the roster weaknesses have really played a part this year. Obviously, Lamar and his situation with injuries and whatnot. So, yeah, if you had told me back in August, I probably wouldn't have believed you.
Hey, Kevin, the thing that baffled me, because it was one of my keys, get pressure on Rodgers. I mean, they had one quarterback hit. They really never got after him.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty crazy to me. And, you know, the pass rush, we had seen the improvement. Against Cincinnati, it kind of took a little step back. And then I think we took another one against the Steelers. And I think, look, the play that kind of encapsulates it all to me is the first play of the third quarter where, you know,
scrambled to the left.
Just looking for like what felt like an eternity, and then found DK Metcalf streaking down a little bit. And, you know, the Steelers offense had really struggled to not only move the ball, but especially with the deep passing game. That was an offense that really didn't have any deep passes over the last month, and the Ravens allowed multiple, and part of that is like guys just can't cover for that long. And on that play to start the third quarter, I think the four that they had rushing were, I think it was Brent Urban, John Jenkins, I think Ajabo was in there,
and I think
Travis Jones was the last one.
I thought the same thing you did. I was like, the hell are you rushing with those four guys for?
Yeah, and they kind of, again, like, no one's really walking through that door right now. Like, you have what you have. I mean, Tavius Robinson, I guess, is Tavius Robinson the make or break between a Super Bowl and not for Baltimore right now. So, I mean, I agree with you. We're not getting a sack on Aaron Rodgers. It's pretty disappointing. And, you know, he was out there some instances looking like prime 2015 Aaron Rodgers, or you know, scrambling around and, you know, running for a touchdown. Like, the Ravens needed to get more pressure on him. They let him get too comfortable, and it's unfortunate because their run defense was so good. But the pass defense was something that needed to be improved.
Kevin, now, what good quarterback have they beaten this year?
I don't think.
Because they lost to the Bills, lost to the Lions, lost to the Chiefs, lost to the Texans, lost to the Rams, lost to the Bengals, lost to the Steelers. You know, so who have you, when you play a good quarterback, they can't win defensively.
Yeah, because it's been just going in order. It was Flacco, Brown's version of Joe Flacco in week two. And then, you know, I guess Caleb Williams and the Bears, I guess that would probably be my answer if I were to give you one. Because other than that, it was Gabriel / Sanders, Tyrod Taylor, J.J. McCarthy, and
Tua.
I know. Yeah, Tua. That, yep. And I think, is that it or did I forget one? I think.
No, that's
I
it.
Yeah, so my answer would be Caleb Williams if I were to give you one, but, you know, you're right. Like, you know, the Josh Allens, the Mahomeses, the Burrows, you know, any of those guys.
The guys that you'd be playing in the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. And the splits, I know someone has put out, I think Marcus Mosier, who actually works with me on Locked On, he put out the splits, and it's night and day in their wins versus losses with that defense in terms of who they play with their splits. So, I mean, look, if they were to make the postseason, I think what this game showed me about both teams is that both of them probably aren't going very far in the playoffs, whoever comes out of the division, because I think both teams have weaknesses they need to work on. And, you know, you are going to be playing those top-tier quarterbacks in the playoffs. It's either you're going to be playing a top-tier quarterback or a top-tier defense, maybe both, in the playoffs, whoever you play. And, you know, for Baltimore right now, they've shown the trend has been that, you know, against younger quarterbacks, inexperienced guys, they're going to get the job done. That's kind of been what they do. But, you know, I guess the guys who have been there and done that, they haven't really performed.
He is Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Ravens, 4 games left in the regular season, trying to extend into the postseason. Not looking all that strong right now, but what's happening on the Ravens Wire, Kevin, as we're in the final few weeks of this regular campaign?
Yeah, it's looking ahead to Cincinnati. I mean, that's all you can do at this point, right? I mean, you have to look ahead and looking at who could be available and not, especially on the Cincy side. Already Trey Hendrickson ruled out in this one, and maybe Diagan's not going to play as well. So looking to see for the Ravens if they can get back on track, because they need it in a bad way. So looking ahead and talking about Baltimore's schedule, matchups, and a lot more.
Kevin, appreciate the time. As always, enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday. We'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Yeah, you too, guys. Thanks so much.
There's Kevin Allstriker, everybody. We'll come back. It's the Whip Around. What happened to the world of sports last night? We'll get into that, and then we'll talk about what happened historically on this date, December the 9th. Two good things. That's why we bring them up. And then it's Notes from the North. Ray Fittipaldo, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Richard Skinner, WKRC in Cincinnati. And then Chris Easterling from the Akron Beacon Journal. Talk about the division, which right now is led by the Pittsburgh Steelers for now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.